Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is up, everybody? Happy New Year. Right here from Francisco Rojas, Sports Radio 94 WIP, right here on the Phillies 24/7 channel for Phillies Today. The first episode from myself as we are recording for Thursday, January 2nd. Phillies Today episode. I hope you all had a wonderful and safe, New Year, and hope you had a, good holiday. Holidays overall, whether you had a holiday break, whether you had, maybe a week and a half off from your job, whatever it might be. Hope you had a great holiday season. So, I hope you all had a very, 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 very good holiday, especially, with the new year here. So happy new year, everybody. And going into the new year with some news that we'll start here in just a second, just laying out the show for you real quick. I don't have MLB Network, so I wasn't able to watch it initially. I wanted to do some sort of a Michael Jack Schmidt documentary review, and I didn't get to do it when it came out. What, like 3 weeks ago it came out, and I'm going to do it today. So that's what the main bulk of the show today is going to be, my review. I just watched it last night, the Michael Jack Schmidt documentary review. So we're going to do the review today. That's going to be most of the show. So I'll give you my review on the documentary on the greatest third baseman of all time in Mike Schmidt, who played for your Philadelphia Phillies, obviously. And then we'll, if there is time, we will do some This Day in Phillies History. But like I said, I wanted to start, with some news with the Philadelphia Phillies. So, Not a whole lot, but Jesus Luzardo did speak to the media, spoke to Philadelphia reporters, and all good stuff. Nothing wild, nothing like out of the ordinary, no huge headline-making quotes. The closest thing that, you saw get posted by different outlets and whatnot was Luzardo basically saying he's looking forward to, playing in front of Philadelphia fans in October, citing Red October and saying, looking forward to playing in front of the Philadelphia fans at CBP when it gets down to, or when it comes to the playoffs, because I think I was there when the Marlins played the Phils in the first wild card game in 2023. And that was the first, Phillies playoff game I had ever attended. And I'm like 99% sure. I'm going to have to go back and look that Luzardo was on the mound for the Marlins. Didn't have a bad start, but Zach Wheeler had an even better start for the Phils. That game. Was it Nola or Wheeler? I'm pretty sure it was Wheeler. It was game one. It had to have been Wheeler. But I also feel like it might have been Nola for some reason. But that's neither here nor there. It was Luzardo on the mound for the Marlins, and I remember Luzardo being on the mound for Miami, and now he's going to be able to do it, for the Phillies, hopefully, come postseason time. But this rotation's so loaded too. Who knows if he'd even see starts in the pill? Well, I think Luzardo would. Okay, so that was probably the biggest headline again from Luzardo. A couple other things he was basically referring to, and of course, reporters are going to ask about his health because that was his biggest issue last year. And, why he made a limited amount of starts was his issues with his back. And they asked Lizardo how he's feeling, and he said he feels 100%. He said he talked about the back issues that were giving him problems last year, and the doctors basically told him that he needs to let it heal up, and once it's done healing up, he should never have the problem again. So he said he feels like he's 100%, shouldn't have issues with what he was having last year. So going forward, it should not be a problem for Jesus Lizardo. I think it was Matt Gelb who asked him about, what was the biggest issue to why you were having, why you weren't having success, even though he didn't really make all that many starts in 23, in the time that he did, have starts. The reason he said the biggest reason was because of the injuries. So it should be in the past. The injury shouldn't be an issue for Jesus Lizardo going forward, or as far as that back injury goes. I mean, obviously you can never predict injuries, but that injury that he had last year, the one that was hindering him, from even putting together half a season together, that should be behind him. Should be behind him, but let's hope it is behind him and that he comes, into Philadelphia feeling like he can be as healthy as he can possibly be. So all good things you wanted to hear out of Jesus Lizardo's press conference. Also, real quick, before we get to the Michael Jack Schmidt documentary review, Phillies traded left-handed pitcher Tyler Gilbert to the Chicago White Sox for young reliever Aaron Combs. Combs was drafted by the White Sox in the 8th round of the amateur draft in 2024, coming out of the University of Tennessee. So we'll see if maybe the Phillies can, develop this kid from Tennessee and potentially give them some bullpen depth down the stretch. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure what they would expect out of Aaron Combs, but Tyler Gilbert did make a couple of appearances last year for the Phils, but was never really going to be anything for them probably in the long run anyway. So, but that's some news there. Tyler Gilbert to the White Sox for Aaron Combs. All right, let's get to what I wanted to talk about today, mainly for today's show. I never really do like movie reviews. I never really get an opportunity to really do movie reviews for the show anyway. I mean, what movies would I review? I mean, you could do certain things, but there's just not really any movies related to the Phillies, at least that I can think of, that I would do a review on. But this was an opportunity to do it. Opportunity to do it. So, last night, finally, because I don't have MLB Network. As soon as I got YouTube TV, early in 2023, I was excited as heck. I was so excited that I was gonna have YouTube TV, and I didn't, because you know why? Because a week after I got YouTube TV, MLB Network and YouTube TV, I guess, parted ways. I guess YouTube TV said, we are no longer going to carry MLB Network. So I never got the chance to really watch. I had like a couple of days to watch MLB Network, and that was pretty much it. All that to say is that this Michael Jack Schmidt documentary premiered on MLB Network, and I was not able to watch it. So, but I do have MLB TV. I have it year round, and I knew it was eventually going to be on MLB TV because there's also other documentaries on MLB TV. That the Greg Maddux documentary, that's also a recent one. I was able to watch that on MLB TV. Really good documentary, by the way. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Maddox. I think it might be. I don't even know. I have to double check on that. But that was a good documentary, the Greg Maddox one. And I knew that because that one initially premiered on MLB Network as well, and then it was on MLB TV. So same thing here with the Mike Schmidt one. So I knew it was going to eventually come out on MLB TV, and I looked last night, and I said to myself, oh, this is perfect. I can do a little movie review for Phillies today. So, yes, Michael Jack Schmidt documentary. So, I guess I have a couple of points here. It was a good documentary. It was definitely good. And I think it was good for, especially for someone like myself and maybe for some other people that are in my age range and never really got to either watch Mike Schmidt just in general, didn't get to watch Mike Schmidt, weren't around to watch him play, especially as a Philadelphia Phillies fan. I think it was good for, I just literally just turned 30. I think it's good for someone like myself, someone or people around my age that didn't really understand what his relationship was like with the Philadelphia Phillies fans. Because I thought I had heard, a little when I was younger that he didn't have necessarily like the best relationship, but I didn't really know. I'll be honest, I never really knew like it was extremely like rocky and back and forth. Mike was a very reserved guy, didn't really show too much of his personality, and just didn't really show much, which is fine. He was just a guy that wanted to play ball, just a guy that just wanted to play baseball. And something that I, truly like respect. Not everybody is, just trying to think of athletes that had, that showed a lot of, personality in Philadelphia. I mean, Bryce is a perfect one. Bryce is someone who shows a lot of his personality, whether you want to call it pandering, whatever you want to call it, which it probably is. Bryce shows a lot of his personality. Bryce shows a lot. Someone else that probably, I could compare Mike to, more like, Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, two guys that don't show their personality. Two guys that don't show their personality. And Mike just didn't, really show much of it. Not that he didn't ever have a personality. It's just that he didn't show it. He just wanted to go on the field and play ball. And boy, did he play ball. I mean, look, always looking back at his numbers, it's like, wow, Mike was truly the greatest third baseman to ever do it. I mean, double-digit gold gloves, 548 home runs. I mean, that's all you need to know right there. The MVPs, the World Series MVP, and just did not realize that the fans at that time, someone as good as he was, I mean, I think Larry Anderson might have mentioned it at some point in the documentary, after he's getting booed, I think it was like the 83 World Series, these fans are booing probably the biggest reason why you got there. Not to say that, to a certain extent, I love how harsh of fans we can be sometimes because we love our teams, we love our sports, we love our players, and we demand the best from them. And I get that. But there's also a little bit of me that says, man, if we could just, appreciate a little, it's crazy to think one of the best, honestly, one of the best baseball players ever. Mike Schmidt's one of the best baseball players ever. Let's be honest. One of the best ever. And for him to get booed the way he did, I really did not realize how much he got booed at certain points, you know, in Philadelphia. I did not understand that. Didn't understand that. But eventually, you know, and you saw it towards the end of the documentary, Mike, he kind of, you know, made amends with the fans at the end of the day. He did his Hall of Fame speech, and he talked about, if I had to do it somewhere, you know, all over again, it would do it in Philadelphia all over again. Does he truly mean that? I'm not really sure, but I think his actions, I do think, I'm not sure. I don't know. How about you let me know out there, you know, on social media, on Twitter, @Rojas_media_. What did you think of Mike Schmidt after watching this documentary? Are you closer to my age, to where you didn't really get to watch Mike Schmidt? You didn't really know what his relationship was like with the Philadelphia fans? Because that's really what this documentary was about. It was, I mean, obviously a lot of it was about his career, but thought a big portion of this was about his relationship with the Philadelphia fans. And again, like my number one biggest takeaway from watching this was that I didn't know that it was that, you know, back and forth, that rocky, that from start to finish, really, from start to finish, from the mid 70s up until, you know, almost the end of his tenure. Where Harry Callis made one of the best calls of all time. I've watched that a million times on YouTube. Mike Schmidt's 500th home run. Harry's call of that 500th home run, absolute gold. One of his best calls ever. You know, right up there with obviously his 08 World Series call, and, you know, countless other calls that he has made. You know, doing Phillies games. I mean, that right there, Mike Schmidt's the 500th career homer for Michael Jack Schmidt. I mean, obviously no one can ever replicate Harry, because Harry was one of a kind. But last thing I'll ask, and then I'll just get to, like, you know, I'll give you what I rated the movie out of, like, a scale of 1 to 10. Do you think, and maybe people have brought this up before, but do you think he's jealous of Bryce? And this kind of, that's like the one thing that I thought of, you know, as the documentary was wrapping up. Do you think he's jealous of Bryce Harper? Do you think he looks at Bryce and the Philadelphia fans and he's jealous of him? Because Bryce, whether the pandering, whatever, like, you can say whatever you want about Bryce, the fans love him. Fans love him. And even the times that Bryce has slumped a little bit, or there's times where he's definitely slumped, the fans have never really booed Bryce. And obviously because he wears his, you know, his emotions on his sleeve. He, you know, Bryce is a very passionate player. And again, that's not who Mike Schmidt was. He never really showed passion like that. But that's not who he was. That's not who he was. He shouldn't compromise, you know, who he is as a ball player for fans. You know, you should never do that. I think there are certain things that you can do to, you know, maybe make a little more of an effort, but, like, on the field, what you're doing, like, you got to do your best to be the best ball player you can be. But do you think he's jealous of Bryce? Because the fans love Bryce through and through. Like, Bryce can really do no wrong. Let's be honest. Bryce can really do no wrong in this city. Bryce can do no wrong. Let's be real. I mean, what has Bryce ever done in this city where he's gotten a lot of pushback? Not much. Not much, because he plays the game so tough with so much passion. And I understand why the Philadelphia fans love him. But do you think Mike Schmidt's jealous of Bryce Harper? Do you think there's any jealousy there? Or do you think that after Schmidt's career's been over for 30 plus years and being a Hall of Famer, being basically the consensus being the best third baseman of all time, do you think that, because I would think that he probably doesn't really care, but I don't know. Is there some jealousy now? Because Bryce has obviously been the guy for the last five seasons. Any jealousy there from Mike Schmidt with Bryce Harper? Just curious. I would love to know your thoughts on that. So, and just to wrap up, I would say solid 7 out of 10 for the documentary. It was good. I'm. It's almost like between good and very good. I don't know what that would be. What good, very good, definitely good. I don't know. Because it's not. Because I don't know what else is between that. It's either good or very good, right? Because really good is like very good to me. So good, very good. I'm going definitely good. 7 out of 10. But if you watch the documentary, I would love to know your thoughts. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ on Twitter/X. Let me know what you thought of the documentary. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Was it like, this is a waste of my time? Which I don't see how it was. I mean, if you thought it was a waste of your time, you probably weren't a baseball fan. Which, why would you be listening to this podcast, right? Especially 21 minutes in. So let's be honest there. But yes, I would assume most of you probably think it was a good documentary out there. I definitely enjoyed it. It was definitely worth the hour plus time that it took to watch, and I definitely enjoyed it. So 7 out of 10 was my rating for that Michael Jack Schmidt documentary. If you have MLB TV, that's how you can watch it. I think it's you just scroll down documentaries and certain special edition stuff for MLB TV. There, you can watch it there. So, yep, that is going to do it for the first Phillies Today episode of 2025. Francisco Rojas here, or at least for Francisco Rojas. But I will talk to you guys. Today is Thursday, so I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Everyone, have a wonderful rest of your week.